afternoon and welcome to Travel Tuesdays here on KSRO. I am Michelle Marquis, and in studio with me, of course, is Elise Corey. She is the owner of TravelWise, the only virtuoso travel agency here in Sonoma County. Hello, Elise. How are you?
I'm doing great. Happy spring.
Happy spring. It's so nice to be into spring.
As we get rain outside, as we get hot, cold.
But that's what happens.
The
in
veggies
spring.
Are planted, yes. So it won't be. It's only a matter of time.
Yes. And it's also a time to think about travel because it's a time of rebirth, a time of renewal, a time to go. And all those dreams that you had about traveling to someplace special, now is the time to make those things come true. And that is why we have our special guest, Wendy from Oceana here. Hello. Welcome.
Hello. I'm so happy to be here.
Yes,
thanks for inviting me.
We love having Oceana with us, of course, because we have had some of our KSRO cruises with Oceana, and our listeners absolutely love to be able to go on a trip with Oceana Cruise Line because it's so special. There's such a great level experience of luxury, but also of just being relaxed and being able to enjoy yourself that you really only get on Oceana. So
that's absolutely true. Yes. Thank you.
And from our last, you know, cruise that we did, we had so many people who signed up again our next KSRO cruise, which we're very excited about.
And we are super excited. This is called the Adriatic Awakening, and some of the places we're visiting are incredible. We're going from Athens to Venice in October of 2020. And some of the stops along the way, well, just the beginning and the end already are amazing. To be able to go to Athens and see all of the beautiful historic sites there, the gorgeous architecture. Of course, being in Greece is amazing, the wonderful food, the people there, and then ending up in Venice. So a 9-day trip. Amazing.
I know. It's hard to believe when I look at it. It seems like it's going to go too fast. You know, it always does. You know,
right?
while you're looking ahead to it, it seems like it's forever. It'll never be here. Never, 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 never. And then when you get there, it's like over.
Yeah.
Before you know it. That's why I think people booked last time, because one of the best ways of not getting depressed when you come off of your vacation is to plan your next one.
There you go.
Have something to look forward to,
right? For sure.
Exactly. Yes, absolutely.
And we have someone who was on one of our last trips with Oceana, Kathy Slack. Hi, Kathy.
Hello. Happy to be here and share what happened.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about your experience on the cruise.
Well, so, you know, we take Chef Ash with us.
Yes.
Well, he kind of leads it up. And he does hands-on cooking classes while we're at sea. And this facility is so amazing. This is the one memory that I start with when somebody asks me about this. So we're cooking with Chef Ash. There's 24 people in there because they have 12 hands-on cooking stations. You pair up and you cook. There's a whole wall of windows. I'm literally getting the chills right now. We're sailing into Monte Carlo, and yachts are passing by, and there's the Prince's Palace, and we're in there cooking and sipping wine.
Oh, my gosh.
With Chef Ash and all the other cruisers. It was just so magical, amazing.
Wow.
But that's what we get to do on this cruise. There's at least two times where we get to cook with Chef Ash.
Mm, that's so cool.
And we're going to be on the Adriatic. Doing it. Super amazing. Their facilities there are just spectacular. Their staff, sous chefs or what have you.
All the sous chefs running around helping
yes,
you out. I know.
Really? I wanted to take them home.
Yeah, of course.
They're amazing. And the gentleman that led the whole cooking school there, because they do other cooking classes at sea for the general public can also partake in, that's on the cruise. He's amazing. He went and got some special, we had a grain that we needed. He got this special grain from France on one of his stops just for our meal that we were cooking with Chef Ash. So cool.
I know. Oh my gosh. It's one of the most fun experiences ever. And we were the first cruise line to ever have this cooking school at sea. Yes. And we've definitely perfected it.
Oh, yes. It's the real deal. There's the TV screens and there's just everything. And they prep it for you, and all you have to do is pour and stir. And they even turn the knobs up and down for the stove.
Seriously?
Yes. Wow. Yes.
Oh, I know, and you're wearing your chef's hat and your apron and just really getting into it.
It's a lot of fun. It sounds like you get to feel like you're running your own cooking show, right? Because you have your own thing, and your producer's coming and helping you.
Yeah.
Just about.
Well, you know, Chef Ash could be on a cooking show very easily.
He should be.
He's just so funny, he's great.
I think that he did the Food Network. I think he did.
Anyway, I wouldn't be surprised.
We'll check that fact. I'm pretty sure he was one of the founders of the Food Network.
So. Besides being a James Beard Award winner twice for his recipe books, we are just so fortunate that he is our local chef.
Yes.
And he does a show. He's done a show here for 34 years on KSRO. And he loves to do these and get with the listeners. And his passion, I think, is teaching. Wouldn't you say it is?
I would agree 100%. I was just going to mention that beyond being such a talented chef and visionary and just all these wonderful things that he is, he's a great teacher.
Yes.
He is so good at just sort of perking up the crowd and making things understandable and approachable and things that you think, oh, I'd never be able to do that. He makes it easy and it's great.
He makes it look easy too. I was sitting there trying to stir like this. He goes, no. And he starts whipping it around. I'm like, if I did that, it'd be like all over the floor, on the sink.
That was the sabayon.
Yeah. And I always thought I was doing a great job. And he's like, no, do it like this. And I'm watching. I'm going, my arm doesn't do that.
But ours turned out good.
He taught us well.
Well, that's awesome.
And he's also very well traveled. And I loved talking to him about all the different places that he's been. So.
Yeah.
He's going to be a lot of fun to have all over Greece. And
I know.
And you guys are going to Ephesus.
I know. It's been a dream destination, at least for me. This whole itinerary is a dream destination for me. I've been to Venice before, but overnighting in Venice to see it in the evening, I don't recall seeing it, you know, overnight, which is a different ambience. When all the other cruise ships leave, we're still there having fun.
So we're visiting a couple different countries as well as we sail through the Adriatic with Oceania Cruises from Athens to Venice in October of 2020. Can you tell us a little bit about some of these locations?
Yes. So starting in Athens, and sometimes people love to go in early because there's so much history there. That's something the listeners might want to consider. Rhodes, lots and lots of history there too. Ephesus is probably one of my most favorite destinations I've ever been to, just to see the ruins. And when you get to this one part of Ephesus where you see it used to be called the library, it's jaw-dropping. Mm. And we've not been able to sail there for a couple, 3 years. So we're now finally going back into Turkey this year in 2019 as well as 2020.
Okay.
Santorini, one of the most beautiful. Have any of you ever been to Santorini
before?
No,
but it's on my bucket list, so.
Yeah. Oh, it is so beautiful. And there's this funicular that you can either take the funicular that takes you over, you know, on to the top of the mountain to the other side, or you can take the donkey trail. So you can see how adventurous you might want to be, but some of the most beautiful beaches I've ever seen. Mm. I have not been to the next two places in Greece. I've not been to Catacallon or Corfu.
Okay.
Not been there. Haven't been to Kotor Montenegro. Heard amazing things about that, as well as Croatia. And then, as Elise said, Venice. To be able to sail into Venice on a smaller ship our size, to be able to spend the night, tour like a local, see that city come alive, is amazing.
Because that's when the locals come out.
Oh,
when all the cruise ships are gone, then the locals come out. So
yes, exactly.
It's going to be amazing.
To not have to worry about rushing back to the boat.
Yes.
That you can just really leisurely take your time.
And you know, one other thing I do want to mention that's really nice about Oceania Cruises is we have a thing that's called the O-Life, where when you book with us, you can make a choice to add the O-Life, and one of the things that can be included would be shore excursions. So you can actually choose to include two shore excursions to the value of $199 per shore excursion. So that's a great definitely the best way to go with our O-Life. The other two choices that you do have, one would be to add on an additional $200 shipboard credit per person. The other would be to add on a drink package. Mm. Now, this drink package is beer and wine with lunch and dinner. However, if you would like to have premium wine, beer, and premium liquor 24/7, so it's not just at lunch and dinner, for an add-on of just $20 per person per day. So for $180 per person, you would opt for this drink package, pay the extra $180 per person, and you'd be never nickeled and dimed ever for any. You could have that Bloody Mary in the morning and move your way through the rest of the day.
I love it. That's amazing.
Or somehow move your way.
Yeah. Can I talk about the shore excursions, though? So when we were on the last KSRO cruise, we opted for the shore excursions, and I would highly recommend it. They're done so well. The tour guides that Oceana works with are so knowledgeable and friendly, and when we were in Spain, and she knew things about Christopher Columbus, and we saw the little bay that he sailed out of. Wow. On the Niña, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria. We were there.
I remember
she was
that.
Telling us about that. Yeah. And so we did a couple of the excursions. Another one, we went to it was in a mountain, and it was not Cadiz, it was Negra. The caves of Negra, and the tour guides were amazing, again telling us all this local stuff and showing us where to go on the paths that not all the tourists were going on. And we had wished that we had signed up on more of those, so I would highly recommend the ones that Oceana arranges are amazing.
Okay, excellent.
And you know, we also have special shore excursions. They're called culinary discovery tours.
Okay, hold that thought, because we want people to know more about the culinary excursion tours. They sound so amazing. You're listening to a wonderful edition with Oceana Cruises to talk about our trip to Athens through to Venice. It's in October of 2020, and we'll be right back. You are listening to Travel Tuesdays here on KSRO.
That's just love without a care.
Keep cool this summer. Now through April, Ongro & Sons is offering an AC tune-up Freon check and charge that includes up to 1 pound of Freon regularly priced at $249 for just $49. Tuning up your AC will enhance your home comfort, help minimize repair and operating costs, and increase the life expectancy of your system.
Hello, friends. This is Ernie Ongro. Along with my brother, Paul, and cousins, Dean and Mitch, we own and operate Ongro & Sons Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. We're a family business opened in 1932 by our grandfather. It's always been a big part of our lives. Just like our parents before us, we grew up around the shop, getting our hands dirty, learning the value of hard work, and giving our customers the very best. Whether you need maintenance, a repair, or want to update your system, remember, Ongro & Sons, we're always here for you.
To schedule a $49 AC tune-up free on check and charge, visit OngroAndSons.com or call 579-3511. Ongro & Sons Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, a modern company since 1932.
Listen Saturday mornings 9 to noon for Garden Talk and the Good Food Hour, brought to you on KSRO by the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market. Garden Talk is hosted by Steve Garner and Gwen Kilcher, who welcome your gardening questions from 9 to 11. The Good Food Hour from 11 to noon is hosted by Chef John Ash and Steve Garner, with delicious insights into cooking, eating, and enjoying good food. Garden Talk and the Good Food Hour, live and local, Saturdays 9 to noon on Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO.
Another tip from First 5 California. Teach your toddler all about shapes by creating a fun scavenger hunt. From oval eggs in the fridge to the rectangular dresser in your room, shapes are everywhere. More early math ideas at first5california.com.
Whether your next thrills come on the water, on the road, or cross country, come see your options at the 4th Annual Boat RV and Sports Show. March 29th through 31st at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds. NorthBayBoatRV.com.
And
And welcome back to Travel Tuesdays here on KSRO with your host, Elise Corey of TravelWise, the only virtuoso travel agency in Sonoma County. And that means a lot. That means that she has the clout and she can get you good stuff. And she works with the best people and the best clients who bring in all kinds of wonderful opportunities for travel experiences that are just that much more because of what you can do.
And I do have the best agents who work with me from anyone else. I mean, we're all extended family. I do have to say that they are the best. And without them, I don't think we'd be who we are.
Yeah. And we're super lucky to be able to go on our next KSRO culinary tour with Oceana Cruises. And Wendy Moriarty, the Regional Sales and Marketing Director for Oceana Cruises, is here in studio with us. And you mentioned before we went to break that there are, not only are there shore excursions, but there are special shore excursions for those who are foodies. Tell us about this.
Okay, so they're called Culinary Discovery Tours, and they're really limited, usually 12 to 15 guests total. And what they do very often is you're going off the ship with the chef into the markets. And sometimes you may be going into the markets and learning about what special things they have in those particular markets, and then bringing those items back onto the ship and then doing a hands-on cooking class together back on the ship. Other times we might even do a hands-on cooking class off the ship, maybe in someone's private home. Maybe we'll do an olive oil or a wine tasting or something like that off the ship. So they're very special. Yes, they're for the foodies, people who really want to dive into that.
Is that something that you have to sign up for early?
Yes, and let me tell you something that's so great about Oceana Cruises is that you can start booking your shore excursions 240 days prior to departure. You will find all of that shore excursion information on our website.
Okay.
So you can really get excited and start planning far ahead of time. And that way, you know, those special tours, they sell out very quickly. So that way you have your hands on them and you can book them right away.
Oh, so exciting. Okay. So first step then must be to reserve your space on this tour, right? So Elise, how does someone sign up for our next KSRO culinary tour?
Well, the best way to do is to give either a phone call or email. You can email us at ksro@travelwise.net. That's wise with a Z. So ksro@travelwise.net. Or give a call to 707-935-WISE or 935-9493. Tell us you'd like to have information on it. Because the pricing, if you look on the website right now for Oceana and the sailing, it's waitlisted or sold out for the entry-level cabins.
And this is for the cruise that's in 2020.
2020.
This is 2020.
This is not this October. This is a year, and it's been like this for a while.
Wow.
But because of our relationship, we have space. Even though it says group sold space. Out, group space, waitlisted, we have it.
Nice. Okay, good.
And you're looking per person for 9 nights, 10 days, $27.99 a person, including airfare.
Wow.
Okay, so you do the numbers, break that down per diem on what you're getting and all the great meals. And we're not talking fast food where you're buffet. Mm-hmm. You're dining, and you don't pay extra for most of the restaurants.
No. They're all
there's
complimentary.
No, yeah.
With the exception of the food and wine pairing experience in La Reserve. But otherwise, they are complimentary.
Jacques Pepin's restaurant
to die for. Red Ginger, Asian fusion, lobster pad thai, miso chili and sea bass, duck watermelon salad. And there's an Italian restaurant.
Right.
Toscana.
And plus, we had our wine taste. We had a wine and food pairing at La Toscana, which was amazing. Mm. Which we had our wines that were brought in and our meals. And so we combine them together.
Oh, my gosh. I love it.
It's a lot of fun.
When you're on board, are there culinary experiences that are sort of tailored to where you're visiting?
That's absolutely true. Okay. So there are going to be several cooking classes being taught that are geared around Greece, but some of the other cooking classes are also geared around our specialty restaurants. So maybe you want to learn how to cook Jacques Pepin style, or maybe you want to learn some of those red ginger, those Asian fusion recipes. So you have a combination of all of that. On top of that, we also do demonstrations where we'll have a French chef and then we'll have our Italian chef. And it's really, I don't know if you went to one, but they're hysterical. I mean, they're kind of bantering back and forth and showing off, you know, what their countries are, you know, specialize in. And so you have that opportunity as well. And guess what? During the whole time, you are dressed country club casual. The gentlemen are leaving their ties and their jackets behind. The ladies aren't having to schlep all of that formal wear.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Unless you want to bring shoes. We have to bring shoes. You know, that takes up a lot. If someone knows how to stop bringing all kinds of shoes, let me know. That would be great.
That's awesome.
Heels you can attach on or something.
That's a good invention. There, Kathy.
You're onto something. That's smart.
Now, getting back to the pricing, when Elise was talking about that $27.99, that is an inside stateroom, just so that you know. $27.99, including air from San Francisco. And if you think about that, I would say that your airfare alone is probably about $1,600 or $1,700. So if you do the math, divide that by 9 days, it's a pretty amazing. Now, once you get into an outside stateroom, this would be with a picture window, that price is $35.99 per person. And then if you want to have an amazing veranda stateroom, that's $41.99. And trust me, that's my favorite place to be because I'm having my coffee out there.
Sure.
I'm drinking my wine out there.
And the views that you're going to have during this
particular tour. The views are going to be over the top.
Oh, yeah.
And it's such a great time of year to travel. And that's something I really want to stress, that traveling in October is the perfect time because you don't have any of the crowds around. It's not going to be blistering hot.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Wonderful. We're talking about the Adriatic Awakening tour. This is our next KSRO culinary tour. We're full on board, not on board yet, but we're on board with this tour.
I wish we were.
That would be very nice. And now is the time to reserve your spot because, as we have seen with the cruises that we've done with Oceana before, the spots are going to fill up.
Yes.
And the prices could go up, so you want to get in right now, right?
And it's not, we're not talking a lot of money to do a deposit as well. It's minimal. You're talking $750 a person is the deposit amount. And then you can choose to make payments. We'll do payments. So if you put the deposit now and then after April 15th, you're getting a nice tax break. And you say, oh, I got money. What do I do with this? Plunk it down on your trip. It's less you have to pay. You have plenty of time before October to do it. And you'll be with your friends and your new family from KSRO here. And this is our fourth one. So there's a lot of repeat. I think there's only one couple who's done every single thing. But but we're looking for new. We're going for the most cruise awards that we're going to have here.
Maybe we'll have to have like a pin or something like that.
Yes.
And you're sailing with the most amazing chef. Yeah. I mean, what an opportunity.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
It's really a privilege to have him on board.
He is such an amazing man.
And then you see him sometimes on the ship. You know, he's dining, too, on the days when he's not, quote-unquote, working. Mm-hmm. You know, he's having a leisurely meal, and he's friendly. He's nice. He's not one of those arrogant chefs or snobby or anything like that. He's like a regular guy, which is nice.
Yeah, and he does also have some input into which cruises you're picking, right? Because of, you know, he understands what would be really exciting and fun for people to discover in terms of the culinary world and where we want to go and the kinds of ingredients he would love to work with.
And and he does, you know, he gets a sample menu that he submits to Oceana. This is, here's three or four of my favorite dishes.
Can we
do it? And then we'll go back and forth. Well, yes, this would be good. What would you like for an appetizer? So it goes back and forth and back and forth until the meal is finalized. And then we'll add some wine, we'll add some drinks, but basically he's the one, it's his recipes.
Yeah, he's in charge.
That he's actually giving and saying, I need this ingredient, I need that ingredient. And it just makes a difference.
It really
does.
We also, of course, have a welcome cocktail party for our KSRO listeners who are on board.
Which is a nice way to meet everyone, to mingle, to see old friends, to make new acquaintances. And it's nice to have it at the beginning of the cruise because then you have someone to pal around with.
Right, and everybody gets to meet John then.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. Right. And this is just one of the things right now that we know. We are still, you know, over a year out before we do this wonderful cruise with Oceana Cruises. And there's going to be other things. You always come up with some special things.
There's always something that we throw, pull out of the hat. That's why not enhance it? The whole idea is we all work so hard, or we, you know, we earn our money in one way or another, or we've earned it. It's nice to be able to get the most value that you possibly can for the money. It's not just this, you're getting the cruise done. You know, no. Right. We just add as much. I mean, this is a vacation of a lifetime that you'll pass on and you'll talk about. So why not make it a vacation of a lifetime?
Yeah. And I'm sorry, I'm blanking on the name of it right now. The Virtuoso group. Do you also organize some things for as a Virtuoso travel agent?
Usually, yeah. That's part
a little
of,
bit of extra
that
there.
Virtuoso is what enhances on this particular sailing. I don't think it's a Virtuoso sailing, but that doesn't matter.
Yeah,
I work with my reps. I work with Wendy, and Wendy's like, I said, Wendy, we need more. Can you throw in something else? And she's like, let me see what I can do. But I'm very tenacious and a little bit pushy. Probably my upbringing from back east probably comes out on the negotiations. But you know what? The bottom line is we have people who love it, who tell other people about it, and our family on our cruises is growing.
Yeah.
So we started with, I think, 30 and then went to 46, and now we're at 56. So we keep growing. And this itinerary, as soon as I saw it, I said, that's it. And
nice.
Bounced it off of John. He loved it. So
excellent.
We're there.
So exciting. Adriatic Awakening from Athens to Venice with an overnight in Venice. And, of course, there's always a possibility to add a day at the front or the end or a couple days, whatever you'd like to do. But this is the one to join us on. So we really hope that you can make it. Learn more by reaching out to Elise at ksro@travelwise.net. Thank you so much to Wendy and Kathy for being here, too. We'll see you next time. This is Travel Tuesdays.